It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
All right. Simpsons episode number 84. Homer Goes to College is one of only four episodes written by Conan O'Brien, who was extremely beloved at The Simpsons, which is where he worked before he had his original late night talk show. The stories have it that everyone there just really championed him and thought he was the funniest guy because he was so incredibly inventive. And he consistently, you know, made everyone in the room laugh and, you know, was responsible in a big way for the zaniness of The Simpsons that started to emerge in, like, the fourth season or so. I totally love this episode. I think of the ones that he has written, it's my favorite. It's close to my heart for so many reasons. I love, really genuinely love movies like Animal House and Revenge of the Nerds and, Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield and, I went to see National Lampoon's Van Wilder in the theater. Because I like that kind of thing so much. It's just so fun. And this episode, you know, exploits the ridiculousness of such movies and also people's genuine love of them kind of equally, I think. We start the episode in a very funny way. And you know what I should mention? These days, you know, The Simpsons has very much jumped the shark, but I still watch it. And even now, the beginning of most episodes is funny. And I think it's the mark of, like, a truly amazing episode that not just the beginning is funny. You know, like, if the beginning is not the funniest part of the entire episode, then that means it's, like, a truly great one. But this one, you know, in true form, starts very, very strong with everyone at the power plant taking a nap at the same time. And there's a hound dog, you know, that we never see again, curled up by Homer's feet, that averts a core meltdown because Homer is sleeping on the plant destruct button. So that's funny. And then there's when the emergency drill happens, you know, the nuclear regulation people bust in, do their emergency drill. Homer and two guys who miraculously are stupider than him are charged with a fake task of guarding a jar with a bee in it. And of course that goes wrong, and you can probably remember how, but I just love when the guys ask Smithers where Homer is. He goes, "He couldn't be here this afternoon." Why is that so? That is very funny to me. "I'm afraid Homer couldn't be here." Even before that, the couch gag, the very, very top of the show is the Monty Python foot coming down on the couch with the Simpsons on it. Which is great, a great homage. and the nerds, the three nerds who become Homer's friends and confidants, say at one point that they know the words to all the Monty Python routines. When I was in college, every time I would quote Monty Python, just, you know, like with one of my friends, my college boyfriend would quote that Simpsons line back to me. He would say, "We also know the words to every Monty Python routine," you know, and it would piss me off. But hey, you know, I'm a nerd. You can't take it away from me. Yeah, I don't know. School of Hard Knockers, which is what Homer is watching, you know, saying that it's an important document about campus life. That is one of the best movies within The Simpsons that ever existed. And, you know, it had stiff competition with all the McBain ones and everything. But yeah, Corey Masterson, star of School of Hard Knockers, foils Krusty Dean Bitterman by detonating the bra bomb in front of the President of the United States. So that's good. There is also a joke about Sniglets, which, you know, is very important to me, that Sniglets be remembered and mocked. I shouldn't even say what it is. It's, you know, you can research it. But Lisa's trying to help him with his college essay. And he's like, "Well, what books have you read?" He's like, "Oh, is TV Guide a book? No. Son of Sniglets? No." And then, I know, I'm embarrassing myself talking like this about it, but it's just very funny. The photo that he chooses to accompany his application is of him eating a cake. Like sort of diving headfirst into a cake with the cake in his mouth, and he has red eye because of the photo flash. Many other things that are funny happen. There's a flashback where Homer's chasing the dog and trying to get the ham back from the dog during the time that he would have gotten into college the first time. In his guidance counselor's office. And then we see again, you know, when he leaves class early, his first day of class, we see him through the window playing with squirrels and like chasing them with a stick. Oh boy! And then at the very end, there's a montage of all these, you know, stills of things that happened while Homer was in college, and then a whole lot of things that we never saw happen, but that would fit right in movies of that nature, such as like Homer on the football field being chased by the nerds who are in a tank and Homer in his cap and gown flashing the rest of the people gathered there. Oh yeah, so Dean Bitterman was in the movie, and then in real life there's a cool, hip Dean who they subject to abuse. Who just, you know, is completely the opposite of archetypal, evil college administrators. Thank you for listening to Simpsons Time. This has been Simpsons Time with Amanda. We'll do it again next week. This has been Simpsons Time through the Debigulator. Thank you for listening. My name is Amanda Nazario. And I'll see you next time.